Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is a special episode. This episode is about Asian Family Conference, which is going to be held on October 5th. I have Minu Zhang and Yeonhee Shim as guests. Minu is the Director of East Asian Leaders Initiative at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Yeonhee is a licensed marriage and family therapist and the Director of Life Plus Family Center in Durham, North Carolina. Hello, Minu, and hello, Yeonhee. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks so much for your time today. I'm so excited to have you. And we're going to talk about Asian Family Conference and what is it about briefly. So, but before we go into that, please tell us what your role is and what you do. So Minu, would you start?
Oh, sure. Yes. Thank you, Sammy, for the podcast first about this upcoming event. What I do at Southeastern Seminary is to train the national leaders in East Asian countries and Asian American churches in the U.S. We develop programs and events to employ the resources of Southeastern Seminary to benefit their theological education through our partnerships.
Okay. Yeonhee, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Yeonhee Sim. As Pastor Ju introduced, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and co-director of Life Plus Family Center. I mainly serve Asian family with counseling and education. And I also work as an auditor for mental health agencies in four counties in North Carolina. And I'm an adjunct professor at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, teaching online counseling courses for Korean DMIN students and college students.
Sweet. My name is Sammy Ju. I work for Baptist State Convention as Asian Ministries Consultant. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Asian Family Conference. I'm so excited about this because this is going to be the first, as long as I believe, the first Asian Family Conference for Asian families in North Carolina. I've been in this role for about 2.5 years, and I've been driving and meeting with a lot of pastors and leaders from different Asian churches. There are about 130 Asian churches in North Carolina, and they mix up their different diverse groups in North Carolina. But there is a common problem that I noticed. That's family. As you might know, many Asian families are coming from very family-oriented culture. So they're living, you know, three generations or four generations living together. But when they came to United States, they first encounter a nuclear family because of job situations. Many times they were scattered and they live separately. And even one family, there's a cultural gap. For example, the first generation parents and second generation children, they speak different languages. And so I've noticed that there's some problem going on there, but that is translated into church as well. We see that first generation, second generations are not necessarily getting along well. Within within the church as well. So I think that there's an overarching problem that really starts from the family. So that really motivated me to think about this issue. And Minu Zhang, as a East Asian Leadership Initiative, he also noticed some similar problem, and he wants to help out from a seminary perspective. So we are like, why don't we do something together to really help Asian churches, Asian families, to enhance their biblical family relationship in their churches and the family. So that's the one of the reasons why we try to do this conference. Minu, do you wanna?
Yeah, I would like to add to that. Actually, what I've found, most of the Asian countries, I've got a lot of requests from them to have what's the biblical counseling or family ministry do in their families in East Asian countries, because they have nothing. Actually, they have zero now that has been developed in that area. So churches are growing so rapidly, but then still they have a lot of issues in the families, Christian families, and the government or any other organizations or churches, they don't know what to do with these issues now. So I've got a lot of requests from them, and also I realized when I talked to Sammy Zhu about Asian American churches here too. I was so excited about this idea when Sammy and I first time met and then talk through about this idea. And of course, Yeonhee Shim here today, we were so excited about this idea and plan, because this is the most needed for the Asian American churches and then also the Asian churches in Asia. So as an institution, I love to develop these into a program and in different languages, so that one day we should be able to bring these to Asian churches in East Asia.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeonhee is one of our breakout session leaders in October 5th. And I'll have some questions for you. What are some issues among Asian immigrant families do you see?
Pastor Sammy, I think you already mentioned it briefly. Asian immigrant families carry the possible issues as you look at the term itself. Mm. First of all, Asian has its own culture, very peculiar culture, which is very different from American or Western cultures. For example, it is known as family or group oriented, as you said, and a family goes first. The family name is more important than the individual name in our culture. And it is wonderful to have a strong bond with your family, and altruism in the group is a great value, I believe. However, when these values are emphasized too much, they can go extreme and create enmeshment in the family or the group. As we Asian families tend to have a very blur and enmeshed boundary with one another, which is not always healthy. So sacrifice for your family or group is great, but also it can cause a lot of resentment and bitterness toward one another. And second of all, when you look at the term, Asian immigrants also tell us possible issues. A great Asian culture can be clashing with the cultures where our children grow up. Mm-hmm. So the clashing cultures and the language gap can cause a lot of conflict within an immigrant family, in addition to a generation gap.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's overwhelming somehow. Mm-hmm. So Yeonhee, what are some solutions, like biblical and practical solutions to the problem, do you suggest?
I believe the Bible provides the basic and crucial principles for a healthy family. Mm-hmm. God teaches us about love, justice, unity, patience, and all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. These are the principles for families which God designed. Mm-hmm. He showed what love should look like through Jesus Christ, and we can definitely learn how to love our family through God, our Father, and the example of Jesus Christ. And I also believe that practical skills can help Asian immigrant families tremendously. For example, we can learn how to talk to our spouse, how to fight wisely and resolve conflicts wisely, and how to communicate with our children. We can learn about them and why they act the way they act to understand them better. So to understand is to love. And we should learn how to show this love in a wise way. That's where the importance of skill building comes from.
Wow, that's great. So I'm looking forward to the conference, so I can learn these skills that you mentioned, because I'm also a father of four. I have four children, and sometimes I have no idea how to do, and it's just like a life question. But I'm looking forward to some practical answers to the questions. So we're going to have Yeonhee is one of our breakout session leaders, and there will be three other the speakers as well, and they're going to talk about different topics related to family. So I think this will be a great opportunity for our Asian brothers and sisters to come and mingle together and learn from each other, and to just to share their life as well. So, Minu, what kind of goals of this conference would be? What would be the goal for this one?
Right. So, really, because this is the first ever that was Southeastern and NC State Convention, we actually host this kind of event. One of the goals is that I would like to see Southeastern Seminary one step closer to the Asian American churches and their leaders throughout this event. Mm-hmm. Also, I would like to support, just keep supporting this family ministry with our biblical counseling certificate in different languages, beginning with Korean language actually. Mm-hmm. So we'd be able to get access to this Korean language biblical counseling certificate with our partner Life Plus Family Center, which will be soon begin our registration for the for the course. So I'm really excited about that too. Just wanna see that all the Asian American churches, they have a better network throughout this event, and then they can start talking about these issues and then get some help, and then we Southeastern want to be partner with these Asian American churches to develop things and equip the leaders for their ministry.
That's good. Yeah, I think this conference would provide some biblical perspectives, practical ideas, and provide the avenues for Asian church leaders to get connected and network among each other. So it's not just about learning, but also this will be a networking time. Mm-hmm. And also we're planning to provide some translation, interpretation help. So if you speak different languages, of course, all of us, we speak many different languages because we're from Asia. So if you need some help, please let us know in advance so we can provide right interpretation for you. So we're very excited, and I really want to invite you to this event, amazing opportunity, and also very unique opportunity as well, because God wants us to make disciples of all nations, but particularly, ultimately, from the family first. So it is very, very important for us to know how to do. So I want to invite you again and join us for this effort of equipping and making disciples for all nations. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries as your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.